Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 7. It says, a time to be quiet and a time to speak. Very profound and very apt message. And I like a story of the 13th President of the United States of America, Calvin Coolidge. And he was known as a reserved man who spoke very little. One day when a reporter attempted to interview him, the conversation went like this. Reporter said, "Do you wish to say anything about the war threatening Europe?" Coolidge said, "No." Reporter, "Do you have anything to say about the strike in the clothing factories?" Coolidge said, "No." Reporter, "Do you have anything to say about the League of Nations?" President Coolidge said, "No." Reporter said again, asked another question. "Would you care to comment on the farm production problem?" And again, the President Coolidge said, "No." As the reporter was leaving the room, President Coolidge unexpectedly called him back and said with a smile, "Don't quote me. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, 1 and 7, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be quiet and a time to speak." My dear brothers and sisters, never allow yourself to be pressured into saying something you don't want to say, or get drawn in when you don't feel like talking. Silence isn't a lack of communication. It's a form of communication and can be a very effective one. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. One thing is sure, what you don't say today, you won't have to explain or apologize for tomorrow. So if your tendency is to speak without thinking, or when you have nothing constructive to add, weigh the situation carefully and ask God for wisdom before deciding if you should speak or be quiet. Remember, the Bible also says in the book of Proverbs chapter 17 verse 28, it says, even when the foolish man keeps himself quiet, they are thought to be wise. As long as they keep their mouths zipped or shut. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, remember, the Bible always teaches us to be wise with our words, because through our words, one day we will be judged before the presence of God. Amen. So let a sentence that comes forth from a mouth be as a such that it comes from the presence of God, and it blesses your hearers. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. We are grateful to you, Lord, for who you are and what you are in our lives. We thank you that you teach us every day of how to walk with you, how to live in you, how to, oh Lord God Almighty, our life and our lifestyle that will display your magnificence, your glory. And you desire to display your glory through your children. And we want to say thank you. Lord God Almighty, I pray that, Father, our lives will bring joy unto you this morning. The very words of our mouth that we speak, oh Father God, in the course of this day, will be pleasing to you, will be pleasing to the hearers. Oh Father God, that Lord Christ-likeness will emerge through our lives, and people around us will be blessed. You have caused us to be the salt, the light and a voice unto the nations. And I pray, O Father God, that wherever we are, we will add value in the name of the Lord. And I thank you for that. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, O Lord God Almighty, I pray, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, I take authority over every form of sickness. Get out. I command you to leave the bodies of the people of God. And I speak healing into the body of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us, O God, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.